WA. What are you doing out and about?
Oh, we just leaving Mutt's Barbecue and headed up Highway 14, where it's beginning to sprinkle a little bit. Probably one cloud. How's your day?
Too good. It was going real good until you said it was sprinkling. I hope it's not sprinkling down into the courts, but probably it. Because I got a game at 6 o'clock. I've been outside trying to figure out how to take the weed eater apart. I tell you, this thing is complicated. And I'm glad that I looked it up on YouTube, because you have to turn, you have to put an Allen wrench in the part that rotates down there, the head, and then you have to get the thing off to change the, the twine. I ran out of twine, so I need to put some more in there. Anyway, you turn it counterclockwise. It's a left-hand thread, so I'm glad I looked at all that. I'd be struggling with that thing.
I just about seen a head on here. This guy started to pass a mowing machine, and there's a car ahead of him, and they're right here at the dam by that Lakeview Steakhouse, and he started to go head-on with it. I'm glad he didn't get committed past that trucker. He wouldn't have had a chance to get back. They're mowing in front of us, and there's just no way to get around that. It's a great big lawnmower along the edge of the road. You got to have a long straightaway before you go passing this fella. Yeah, it's sprinkling a little bit more, Dave, but they said it wasn't going to. They said it just wasn't, the atmosphere was too dry.
On and off cloudy here, so that's when I went out to the building and looked at the weed eater, and it's a Salem. I thought I knew that. Salem Master Pro weed eater, and that thing, you can put a comes with a blade. You can put a blade on it and cut trees down with it.
Let's pull them off where we can get by. Excellent. Well, Bernice, tell him what you think about those weed eaters.
I think they're a pain. To string them.
Pain. The secret I learned is not the, I just want to do everything tight. So I found out that it'll dispense it a lot better if you do it, not real loose, but just a little bit loose, and not have it real tight in there, because then it has a tendency to hang up. And mine has two feeds of a string, coming out 180 from each other, so I'm really putting two sets of string on the spool. But I tell you, that thing, it's something else. And when it's idling, the head's not turning. I really like that. And you have to actually rev it up to get the head to turn. And, you got to get it going pretty good for it to get you be, trimming grass or what have you.
Is that a gas one, Dave, or an electric one? We got an electric one, an 80-volt one. It's heavy. It's N0TR.
It's gas. I'm just not ready for the battery thing. And, I can put gas in this thing in all my mowers and weed eaters and what's that thing called, the pressure washer. They all run on gasoline, and I just use, in the motorcycle, gas. In other words, no ethanol. And So, the only thing I have to do with this one is mix. It's a 40-to-1 mix, but I mixed up 4 gallons, so that'll last me probably 6 or 7 years.
The ones I'd hate to have to use is those blowers, those poor little Mexican guys. They're short anyways, most of them, and then they carry that great big motorized thing on their back when they're doing these large places like universities and businesses and that. Man, I feel sorry for them out there.
CBA. Yeah, I know what you mean. Those things are pretty heavy. I don't think I've ever had one on my back, but I pick one up and I'll stick with a gas or electric. I've got electric blowers. I've got two of those. I have one set up for vacuuming and the other one set up for blowing, and then I've got another one that's gas blower, and I bought a carburetor for it, and I'm going to put that on there, and should take care of the problem. But and I've gotten it running, but I can't keep it running. So I just need to take time to put the carburetor on them. I should be in business.
Well, Dave, we're arriving at home. I think I'm going to park the car outside, let it cool off, or I'll put it in the basement garage. And go in and change clothes into some human clothes instead of these Sunday go-to-meeting clothes. I'm not one to dress up, only if I have to. Talk to you later, bud. Have a good day. KP4CBA in 0TR73.
I like to dress up, but like for special occasions, you know, like for going out to eat for an anniversary or something like that. But anyway, other than that, you know, might as well throw my suits away. All right, so Bernice, I would suggest that you get a big palm branch and let Tom stand out there and. You know, wave the palm branch over the car and help cool it down faster. And, you know, tell him to raise the hood. That'll speed things up, too. And, you know, if that doesn't work, he can just start blowing on it. And oh, my goodness. All right, Tom, I guess that's enough. And we'll talk to you later. N0TR, KP4CPA.
That's definitely your number 3 for the day. Take care, Dave. I'm going to go out to the hen den here and check on the birds. That's about all I'm going to do outside. It says it's 82 degrees, so that's better than yesterday. But that's not an indication of what's coming, so they say. This is N0TR clear, QRT.